I was in Los Angeles for 20 hours.
Oh.
So it was, it wasn't great as far as your tourist trip, but I got to see a bunch of great stuff from Ford.
I bet you did.
And hear about stuff coming from Ford in the next couple of years. It's really exciting, and we can talk about all that in a bit, but I've been to both meetings in the last month of Toyota and Ford. Mm-hmm. It's that time of year. We have the 2020s coming in every day now, reaching the lot, and we're in the, you know, really the push on the model year and closeout mm-hmm. for the 2019. So there's a lot of great deals on those. It's a really great time too for used cars. The used car values are really outstanding right now. What that means is you get a lot of money for your trade in, or if you're looking to sell a car. The people are really looking for some, you know, new cars are getting more expensive, mm-hmm. have so much technology. And on one hand, that's a great thing. It makes the cars better to use and safer. And, you know, and a lot of people are attracted to that. But on the other hand, it makes them a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of great value from a used car, too. That is starting to have a lot of the same technology. So we see a lot of
people. You can work your way into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we see people really looking for those vehicles that just a few years old with lower miles and a lot of that technology stuff that you can get on the newer vehicles too. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great time, and been pretty busy this last few weeks in service, but now still plenty of time this morning. I know I checked the wait time on the net check-in app this right before I left, and we were had just a few minutes wait in each store right now. So
I did that last week while you
did
were gone.
Did it work for you?
It was the fastest oil change I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, and, well, that's good. Yeah, no, we focus on doing that, and with that, this app, you can see actually what the wait time is. And what's happening is it's really hard with our business to schedule appointments mm-hmm. for maintenance that same day. We have so many drop-in customers that it's really hard to schedule an appointment.
I used the app, this afternoon. It worked out wonderfully.
And so we can go ahead and schedule that appointment, but it's going to be in a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come in today, which most people really do, that's kind of how life is like, well, I got a minute, I want to go get my oil changed. Now you can check and see how busy we are. You can actually check in, and, you know, say whatever the wait time is. If it says mm-hmm. it's a 2-hour wait, check mm-hmm. in. And then you arrive in 2 hours, we should be ready to pull your vehicle in and start working on it. Mm-hmm. So that way you don't have to wait at the dealership. You can keep doing what you need to do and essentially let the wait while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get right to it when you get there. And I think that's going to be great once people figure it out and we get more and more people to download the app. You don't have to have the app. You do need to go.
But it helps.
It does help. It really is a better way to do it. But you can go to the website also and go to Dungis, either Dungis Toyota mm-hmm. or Dungis Ford online, and you can get that information also.
Very good. Very good. And I got to tell you, folks, just from experience, it worked out fine for me. And I'm one of those guys that, you know, it's either hit or miss. That's my luck. You know, this is a home run. So this is great.
I want it to be really consistent. And that's sometimes we've heard that from people that with the amount of business we do, it can get pretty busy. And this will help make it easier to manage that.
My first experience was a great one. So this is going to be something else. I'm always happy to tell people about it.
Awesome. Well, we've, of course, got our great 995 oil change, too. So it's a great price on that. And that's up to 5 quarts of oil. Mm-hmm. And you know, all the inspection, we're going to top off all your fluids and make sure everything's ready to go, all for that great, incredible value. So,
very good.
Only at Dungis. So we've got a great friend here today, somebody I love to have in this time of year, every year. Bob Williams, say hello.
Hey, good morning, people.
Yeah, welcome back. I know anybody who's been listening to the show has heard about Run the Streets and the Willow Rock Road Race, which we love to sponsor now these many years, and got the road race coming up very soon now, and you're in the middle of Run the Streets fall season, I expect.
We are. It has not felt like the fall season until today, so I always think of Willow Rock is synonymous with the fall weather, and so it's here just in time.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. For those who haven't been listening, tell everybody about what Run the Streets, and I know that's a passion of yours, and you've been involved in that from the beginning, and it's unique to Bartlesville, I think, and a really neat program. And you know, I have actually employees now that have worked up through the Run the Streets.
Oh, really?
People who who were part of the program and were working at the dealership.
Oh, that's a cool
story. For the first
story.
Time, yeah.
Uh-huh. We love running into those kids who are 25, uh-huh. 26, 27 years old, uh-huh. Who were once in Run the Streets. So Run the Streets is a running and mentoring program here in Bartlesville. As Brad said, it's a unique program to Bartlesville. We started it here 10 years ago, and it was initially started as a alternative to traditional probation for juvenile delinquents.
Right.
From the very first season, though, we included any kid from the community. We finished our 20th season in April of this year, and we're in our 21st season right now. This season, we will have our 1,000th youth from Bartlesville crossing the finish line of a half marathon, which is just...
That's amazing.
From a little town like Bartlesville, you know, 35,000 people, and 1,000 of those people have run a half marathon. So it's an amazing program. Those 1,000 kids will have logged 150,000 miles in this program.
Wow.
Total. Nice. So there's the mentoring aspect of it. There's the health aspect of it. And our big event of the fall season and our big fundraiser is the Run the Streets Woolah Rock 8K that Dungeness helps sponsor coming up on October 12th.
It's a truly unique road race. I mean, for runners out there, if you haven't run out of Woolah Rock in the road race, it's so special to get out there on the rolling hills out there and with the unique animals that you're going to run by. And it's a, hopefully the cool weather we've had to come through it. I think that's supposed to continue next week. We should be much better off than the hot weather. A beautiful day out there, and it's an 8K is the long race, but you also have a fun run, I think.
Well, we have a 1 mile fun run, mm-hmm. and one of the things that's developed over the past couple of years is a partnership with the Bartlesville Public Schools,
right.
thanks to Chuck McCauley, the superintendent, who helps subsidize entry fees for BPS employees. So mm-hmm. we will have almost 200. Bartlesville Public School employees at the race, and I think about 100 are signed up for the 1 mile fun run.
Awesome. That's incredible. And a big event. So, and people, I'm sure, can still register for the race.
Right. There's multiple ways to register. We're having a packet pickup and race expo on October 10th at the Hilton Garden Inn,
right.
from 4 to 7. So you can come by and register that day. You can register online at rtswoolahrock8k.com, or you can come out to the race and register the day up for the race and run. We'll also have a program's been modeled off of Run the Streets here in Bartlesville, which is also a unique program called Bruins on the Run.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fifth grade students who run with their teachers after school, and they train specifically to run the Woolah Rock 8K.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys were doing when you were in fifth grade, but thinking about running 5 miles of hills was not on my radar.
Probably not.
No. So they'll have 85 fifth graders and 48 teachers out there running the 5 miles of hills at Woolah Rock on October 12th.
Incredible.
Yes, well, incredible.
I mean, this has just motivated people all around the community, hasn't it?
Bartlesville's a running community. You know, our cross-country teams
are incredible.
No, I know.
Incredible. I have a son who runs on the middle school cross-country team and one we just took to college who used to. And, you know, it is amazing how the kids love that and you know, the number that come out and how much fun they have doing it. And you know, I know, truthfully, we're not the fastest in our family. We love it. And it's so much fun. And so that's the thing. And they expose a lot of talent, actually, in Bartlesville because they get so many people out there running, I think. That's why the teams are so good.
Yeah, it's a running town for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's really neat. And you really tapped into something with Run the Streets. And this is... Has it been emulated around now? I mean, I think I've heard that before.
Right. There's several programs that have spun off around the state and around the country. There's a big one called Marathon High in Jacksonville, Florida, mm-hmm. that followed our model completely. And it's a very big program. There's a couple in Northeast Oklahoma. And we're having conversations with a group in Oklahoma City that wants to start a Run the Streets Oklahoma City mm-hmm. program that has the potential to be very successful.
Pretty big, yeah. And that's neat. It's one of those great stories. One of the neat things about Bartlesville is these things just get going and they get so much momentum. And we have so many great organizations because of that.
And because of the sponsors.
Sure.
And the people like Dungeness and ConocoPhillips and people who donate to our program. We provide our program at no cost to the kids. So it's about $500 a kid that we spend each season.
Right. Now that's so they have equipment to run, because right, you sure don't want to run without safe equipment and without right, the proper shoes and things like right, that.
We just bought about $4,000 worth of running shoes for the kids this season. So we have to raise that money, and a lot of it comes from the Little Rock race and from our sponsors.
Great. And, of course, there's lots of ways for people to plug in with Run the Streets. I mean, yes, you have a lot of volunteers that run with them. How does that work? And what do, if people are interested in that, how does that – there's a timing, I'm sure, and right, stuff. So tell them about how that works.
Basically, our seasons correspond with the school semester. So we start in August, finish in early November, and then start again in February and finish in April. We have – I think right now we have 37 mentors and 60 kids in the program. The mentors, it's a big time commitment. They have to commit to being there 3 days a week. They run those 135 miles of training with the kids side by side.
You see them out there on the Pathfinder, you know, during these runs, and many of after school and then on Saturday mornings,
correct,
I think, right?
Right. You see those 100 purple shirts going somewhere in town, you know that's Run the Streets. So it is a big time commitment. And people volunteer also in the program. And just by coming out to the expo, you can register, you can enter a raffle. We got some great prizes. We got a Pioneer Woman gift basket that's worth well over $350. Massage from New Horizons. We got Chick-fil-A gift basket. We've got the Tulsa Run will be there. They're going to have, you can register to run the Tulsa Run, which is October 26th. Which is my second favorite run in the state of Oklahoma.
You know, when they were originally, they were kind of started around the same era, and you know, this is a great training run for the Tulsa Run, and I know that's always been one of the ideas, was to get people out in the hills running to get ready for the little longer race in the Tulsa Run.
Yeah, I've always said if you can do Little Rock, you can do the Tulsa Run a couple weeks later, because Little Rock's it's a pretty decent race.
It is 5 miles and it is hilly. And yeah, if you
and you get to run with the buffalo, where else do you get to do that? Like the buffalo and the elk are out out roaming the grounds.
It really is unique, and I've run it a number of times, and it's a special course for sure. So anything else going on around the streets that we need to know about? I mean, what else is coming up or new things that might be around the horizon for you guys?
Well, like I said, we're working on trying to form a partnership with the Oklahoma City community. Mm-hmm. And so that's an exciting on the horizon. Cool. Our season will wrap up November 9th with the Jinx Half Marathon.
Okay, is that a sort of the half day?
And then we'll have our finish line party on the 11th of November and wrap up our 21st seasons. One of the things we have new this season, we're kind of getting into the electronic donation platform. And mm-hmm. so people, if you're not a runner and you don't want to roll out of bed on October 12th and be inside the gates at 8 o'clock.
That is an early arrival, yeah. We should remind you.
And they lock
that.
The gates at 8, and with 600 runners already registered, I would advise people to get there early.
That's pretty large. Yeah. I mean, I've been around this race a lot. I don't think it's been larger than that.
I think it's going to be a record number. Wow. I really do. And that's truly thanks to Chuck McCauley and Bartlesville Public Schools, that's and our race committee has done an excellent job. People come back to this race because it's a great race experience. Uh-huh. But so anyway, we've got a text to give format this year. And so people, very simple way to donate to our program. You can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation. And all you have to do is text Run the Streets, all one word, just jammed together, to 44321. And you can make a donation to our program without having to do 5 miles of hills on October 12th. And as I said, we raise all of our funds from scratch. We are not a United Way agency. And so every $10 donation, $15 donation helps. Yeah. The other thing that's really exciting for our program is we've applied to be a beneficiary of the Tulsa Run, which is a huge run. It's about 8,000 to 10,000 runners. Mm-hmm. We've applied every year for that, ever since Run the Streets has been in existence. And this year, we were named as one of 5 beneficiaries of the Tulsa Run. And so it's a huge opportunity for our program, and just the validation and recognition of a race that big, recognizing our little program here in Bartlesville.
Really?
It's been very exciting.
That's a big deal.
It is. It really is. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Well, lots of good news at Run the Streets in the Little Rock 8K. It's again on October 12th.
Correct.
And be out there early that morning before 8 o'clock out at Little Rock, and you can take your place at the line and
Don't run too fast at the start. That'd be my advice in this particular race, you know.
And there's an uphill finish. That's our other people. Uh-huh.
There are some nice, great, long, gradual down descents that you can enjoy and stretch your legs out before you hit the final.
Uphill finish is a little eye-opener.
For the first time.
Yes,
it's a challenge, yeah. No, that'll be great for people. And if you haven't been out there, it's also a great spectator race, truthfully, because you can get out there and go to Willow Rock. I mean, if you are part of the race, you can go and you get a Willow Rock for the day, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get in free. If you're a spectator, you're going to get in free for the day, admission to Willow Rock, and that's great value. And I think the gates open back up at 10. Mm-hmm. And so you can get home in time to watch the OU Texas game at 11. So we'll get you in and out of the park and see some buffalo and have a great experience.
There you go. Yeah. Well, there's, as we said before, a lot of great stuff going on at the dealership too. I want to get back to that just for a couple minutes.
Okay.
We'll bring Bob back in. You know, the one thing we're going to do this month at Dungis is we've got a lot of great specials on our trucks going on. We've got the F-150, the Ranger, and the Explorer on the Ford side, and we've got the Tundra, the Tacoma, and the 4Runner on the Toyota side. And we're going to discount all those vehicles. We've got some specials we're going to put out there on those. We've got a great inventory. Some of the new model year coming in, some with older. We've got a TRD Pro 4Runner that's really, really cool. Ranger, if you haven't really checked out the all-new Ranger, you need to. Ford's been one of the things at the dealer meeting last week that we learned about was a lot of work Ford's been doing with all the major accessories manufacturers in the industry. And, you know, not just one thing, but lots of different things from spacers and big bumpers where you can put winches on to boat racks and bike racks and things like that. So really, a lot of people who are interested in the Ranger also want to use these vehicles in their lives for that kind of stuff. So we're going to be able to help you get that. One of the great things about doing it through Ford is it's part of the manufacturer warranty then. So you can add your accessories to the vehicle and it's covered by the warranty. And your initial purchase for the vehicle, if you're financing it, you can put it all in there up front.
You can roll it in.
You can roll it in and actually Ford will give you an extra advance on it to help you buy more of those accessories.
Nice.
On the Ranger, I think up to $2,500 in advance on over the vehicle value itself, which is just helps you finance more of that stuff. If you're going to put stuff like that on the vehicle anyway, mm-hmm. you're going to want to make sure that it's tested and built to go with your vehicle. And so Ford's been working with them, engineering these things out. So that's going to be, I think, really popular. And we'll look to do that on Ford, on the Ranger and the F-150. Mm-hmm. And here pretty soon, as one of the most exciting things at the new show was the Bronco. We got to actually see some of the Bronco stuff. It was not a fully built vehicle. They were actually pushed out and had have some... didn't have engines and such. It was on the mm-hmm. second floor of a hotel. But I did get to see the bodies and actually get kind of close to them. They've been glimpsed, and you can see, if you go online, you can see some pictures of things that may be Broncos. What I'll say is that it does really harken back to the original Bronco, that it's got all the stuff you'd want in that. It's a kind of a square vehicle. It's mm-hmm. got a lot of, but it's been modernized. It's going to be able to take the hard top off or the soft top, have both, so you can go without a top or have either one. Some of the doors will come out. It's a very flexible vehicle. It's going to have a two-door and a four-door model and a smaller version that they're going to call a sport. So really excited about that. It's going to be a while, folks, on this. So look for another, at least another year before we have any of this. And it'll be probably really another year and a half till they're out there with all the models and such. But I look for that to really be something in the next couple of years, as Ford clearly is real intentional about building the vehicles that'll be used in your lives that mm-hmm. way. And with the building off their great truck brand, I think that's what we're seeing, is we have the great product like the Explorer and the Escape, And this is just going to help us, you know, attract even more those adventurous type people into the Ford brand.
When I think of Bronco, I think of a lot of fun because, yeah. Boy, I remember, you know, in the 80s and stuff like that, mm-hmm. a lot of people had them and a lot of people just loved them. And, yeah. You know, you got style, you got sportiness, you got durability, and you also got a real good comfort out of it, too.
Yeah, and it was really it was a vehicle that worked.
For,
I mean, the original Bronco had that incredible wheelbase and clearance. You know, it just would go anywhere. And people still collect and spend incredible money restoring and adding to those. I have a neighbor that's got a beautiful orange one that's taken care of really well. And
has an old one, like a 60 something that's been completely restored. It's a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, no, they're outstanding. And so it's going to tap into that energy and stuff. I also got to see some things coming in electrification. People have been hearing a lot about electrified vehicles. I think they told us that in the next, I think in 2020 model year, there'll be about 20 different electric vehicles models available. And in 2025, there will be 127.
Gee, my niece.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, that's taking it forward.
So hold your breath, folks. It's I don't know how that really pans out economically for all of them. That's going to be an interesting question. Okay. But of course, some states are mandating that a certain percentage of the vehicles in those states be zero emissions vehicles. And so these battery electric vehicles fit that to a T. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see that on one end, all the way, and then a lot of hybrid vehicles also, which might be more practical in our part of the world, really, where you have a gas engine so that you can get in it and go here and drive to across the country if you want, or just to Osage County and back without having to plug in. If you do that a couple times, you're gonna have to sit and plug in. But for driving around Bartlesville, obviously, the 40 or 50 mile range that these vehicles have on pure electric would satisfy most of our driving needs, and so it gives you the flexibility of going either with the gas engine or with the hybrid engine that it recharges itself.
One of the things you're talking about with the electric is that, don't be fooled, these things can actually pull.
Well, that was what we were learning. I mean, the reality is these vehicles with electric motors are going to have incredible torque and power. Mm-hmm. You're going to have... We're going to have to work on making the tires be more resilient and they'll change with the way power is delivered to the ground, I think. Because when you think about maintenance on an electric vehicle, I mean, our minor oil change isn't going to be worth much, right? So we're trying to figure out how are we going to maintain and take care of our customers with electric vehicles coming up, because they're coming from Ford and Toyota.
Yeah.
I get a glimpse of the first Ford all-electric vehicle that they've had some that have been out there, and we've sold a few, and we've been a part of their electric program since the beginning, but mostly they've been sold in the coast and in California, but the pure electric vehicle, this one will be a real mainstream vehicle. I think you can read about it online. It's likely to be part of the extension of the Mustang brand, actually. Ooh. But it'll be a small four-door SUV that's full electric, and I think be very attractive to people from what I can tell. So
very good.
I think the speculation is they'd call it a Mach-E, but I'm not sure that I'd buy that right now. Pretty cool product, and don't tell anybody you heard it here on the radio show.
Absolutely, don't say a word. No,
just between us.
Just between us. There you go.
Well, we'd like to give a little bit of extra information to all our friends in Bartlesville. But there's good stuff coming. We'll have an all-new F-150. It seems like we just got a brand-new F-150, but that's right coming around the corner. There'll be in the future a full electric F-150.
Oh, wow.
Sure of that. I know, I think actually before the F-150, I'll get a brand-new Super Duty. So, I mean, the product... cadence for all these manufacturers is heating up. There's a lot with all the new stuff coming with the different types of power in the vehicle. You're just going to have a lot of change, and we're getting ready for it. We're definitely thinking about it. We'll be investing in more electric charging stations at the vehicle here and at the dealership here. Mm-hmm. We've already got a public-facing one and an in-service one. And Lincoln, we'll be putting up another Lincoln one and investing in some other things we need for service to be able to service these vehicles. One thing, they have what's called a skateboard rather than a traditional body on frame.
It's a whole new thing.
And so the skateboard's integral to the vehicle because there is no real engine. The skateboard carries the battery, basically, and it's a big thing. It's quite heavy, and if you need to lower it from a vehicle with a heavy battery on it, you're going to have a really serious lift involved in that. So stuff like that is what we're looking at.
So things are changing.
They are changing. It's an exciting time in the car business, as it always is.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially this time of year.
Yeah, no, it's great this time of year. We get all that new information.
Yeah.
And it's good to come back and bring it to you guys. But don't forget about the great deals on what we've got going right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because all this we were talking about is way out in the future. And the reality is right now we've got a brand new 2020 Explorer on the lot that you can take a look at, or there's a 2019 that you can save thousands of dollars on. And we'll make a great deal on the 2022. They told me there's a couple of F-150s out there that are over $11,000 off, and that there's some other private offers that would bring that deal to over $14,000 off. The private offers are things that are sent individually to people and various, they may have owned Fords before, or be some for some reason Ford thinks that you're in the market for one of their product. They're going to try to activate you. So if you get something like that, it's real. Do give us a call about that. We can help you figure out how that works. There's a lot of great deals out there right now on, like I said, the F-150, the Ranger, the Explorer, and the all-new 2020 Explorer, in addition to the Tundra, Tacoma, and 4Runner. So some of our best-selling product and all our trucks. So let's go.
Well, this is Oklahoma, folks. Yeah, love my trucks.
It's a good time of year to feature those vehicles.
So yes,
getting ready going into winter where you might need the four-wheel drive. And most of what we sell in those lines are all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive vehicles. So come on out. We've got a great selection, and our team's ready to take care of you.
Right there on Southeast Washington Boulevard on the west side, the best side of the street. Of course, you can always take a look online before you venture out. And you've got the one website that'll take you to all of
them. DungeonsChoice.com. It'll get you any of your questions answered, hopefully. Or if you can't find it there, you can chat with us there online or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
And that'll take care of it.
That's right.
There you go.
And let's bring back Bob here while we have a few seconds left. Remind us about Run the Streets and the Willow Rock Road Race coming up a week from Saturday.
Willow Rock AK at out of Willow Rock on October 12th. Gates close at 8, so you have to be inside the park by then. And come out and support Run the Streets. We're changing lives one mile at a time here in Bartlesville. And there's lots of different ways to support.
You're part of a record crowd out at the race this year. Hopefully we'll be able to.
Beautiful weather should be.
And you can come down to the packet pickup and register if you want. Where is that again?
The expo and packet pickup is on the 10th at the Hilton Garden Inn. And we're going to have lots of great exhibitors down there. Mm-hmm. I think we have about 15 signed up, including Brown Shoes, lots of local businesses, Excel Physical Therapy, Tulsa Run will be there, Tulsa Runner will be there. So you have an opportunity to look at some health and fitness related businesses, pick up some raffle tickets, and register for the race.
Excellent.
All right, Brad, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.